Pope Francis is a celebrity these days, and the president is probably eager to be seen with him, says political science professor Stephen Schneck of Catholic University of America.
Everybody on the planet would like to have their picture taken next to the Pope right now. I mean, that's the level of popularity. So yes, of course, the president has more to gain.
President Obama has said he shares the Pope's concerns about income inequality, and in his younger days, he worked for a Catholic grassroots organization in Chicago. But Mr. Obama has faced opposition from some Catholics over his position on abortion and his health reform law's coverage of contraception. So the kind of rapport that John Paul II had with President Ronald Reagan, bolstered by a shared anti-communism, is unlikely, says Schneck.
That was an extraordinary moment, a rare kind of crack in history where everything, all the stars aligned. I don't see that happening in this case.
After the Vatican, the president will meet with King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia. At a recent seminar in Washington, Hisham Melhem of the Al Arabiya News Channel said that meeting will probably focus on the violence in Syria and Iran's nuclear ambitions.
But the president, in every occasion, should talk about American principles, should talk about respect for human rights, whether for religious minorities or not.
Christians have become targets in Egypt and elsewhere in the Middle East, and Mr. Obama has been criticized for not speaking out more forcefully on their behalf. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.